This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Biden says he is optimistic after reaching a bipartisan infrastructure deal. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president met with Senate Democrats and Republicans at the White House, and when they were done, he said,
"We have a deal.
This bill doesn't have all the things the president wanted."
That's what it means to compromise. And it reflects something important. It reflects consensus. The heart of democracy requires consensus.
Maine Republican Susan Collins was in the room. She says it's important to show the Senate can function.
Everyone contributed to what is the largest infrastructure package in history.
Money would go to things like roads and highways, broadband, and efforts to tackle climate change. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Authorities continue to search for survivors after a wing of a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed with a roar in a town outside Miami on Thursday, killing at least one person and trapping residents in rubble and twisted metal. Rescuers pulled dozens of survivors and continued to look for more. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava told WPLG that everything is being done to try to get to anyone who's trapped.
Our people are working around the clock, our fire rescue team leaving no stone unturned, and we're working with the families on reunification as well as those that were dislocated in the neighboring buildings.
Authorities did not say what might have caused the collapse. Work was being done on the building's roof, but it is not known if that is sufficient to have been the cause. On Wall Street, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 indexes closed at record highs on Thursday. The Dow also jumped almost 1% after President Biden embraced a bipartisan Senate infrastructure deal. This is VOA News. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says Australia's most populous state is going through perhaps the scariest period since the pandemic started. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Officials are fighting to contain an outbreak of the highly contagious Delta variant. 11 new cases were reported, taking the total in the latest outbreak up to more than 40. State Premier Gladys Berejiklian warned that the state's capital, Sydney, was on edge.
It is a very contagious variant, but at the same time, we are at this stage comfortable that the settings that are in place are the appropriate settings, but that's so long as everybody does the right thing.
And with that stern message came new restrictions, including mandatory mask wearing in all indoor locations in Sydney, and home gatherings are limited to 5 people. Restricted movement regulations have also been imposed for 7 council districts in the east and inner west of the city.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. The United States is planning to evacuate a group of vulnerable Afghan interpreters before the U.S. military completes its withdrawal from Afghanistan so they can wrap up their visa applications from safety. U.S. officials said on Thursday the evacuation of the at-risk Afghans would include their family members for a total of as many as 50,000 people. The decision by the Biden administration risks inflaming a sense of crisis in Afghanistan just one day before Biden meets with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani for talks in Washington aimed at projecting a sense of partnership despite the U.S. military exit. Leaders of indigenous groups in Canada said Thursday investigators have found more than 600 unmarked graves at the site of a former residential school for indigenous children, a discovery that follows last month's report of 215 bodies found at another school. The bodies were discovered at the Merival Indian Residential School, which operated from 1899 to 1997, where the Kawasess First Nation is now located, about 135 kilometers east of Regina, the capital of Saskatchewan. A search with ground-penetrating radar resulted in 751 hits, indicating that at least 600 bodies were buried in the area, according to tribal officials. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits dropped last week, a sign that layoffs declined and the job market is improving. The number of weekly applications for unemployment aid has fallen steadily this year from about 900,000 in January. The level of claims generally reflects the pace of layoffs. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.